Welcome to Wow, Heats We're Obsessed With. From the team at Heat Magazine, I'm Lucy Cave. Over there, it's Joe Parkinson.
Hello.
And over here, we've got Charlotte Oliver.
Hello.
Hello. Over here, you can't actually see us, but never mind. Anyway, every week, every Friday, we bring you We're Obsessed With. I'll look back at the biggest showbiz stories of the week. For more celeb gossip, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7, and you can go to heatworld.com for breaking news. So let's start with the lady herself. Taylor Swift filmed her new music video. Inside a kebab shop called Kentish Delight in Kentish Town. Now, Charlotte, you need to tell us all about this.
Oh, I was so excited by this story, not least because I remember going there after like nights out when I was younger too. This kebab place, it's your real pretty grimy,
yeah.
You know, end of a night, filthy floor, you can't really fit in there, Donna burning brightly kind of thing.
So, I like the idea of Donna burning brightly.
So the owners, I went to meet the owners the morning after, Mahmoud and Semra, and they'd been contacted by just a random director saying we want to do some filming in your shop at 5 a.m. and we'll give you £500, and they said okay, it's an easy £500, that's fine.
Yeah, fine. Wondering who they thought they were getting.
I don't know why they didn't ask more questions.
Michelle McManus at that price.
Yeah, exactly.
£500.
I know.
Jeez.
Right.
Oh, I miss Michelle McManus. Yeah.
So 5 a.m. they open up, and suddenly, descending upon, you know, Kentish Town, which is North London, it's not very loud at that time of day, night. Trucks appear, lights, cameras, people blocking out their security cameras. They all run in. They still aren't really told what's going on. They just said, filming's about to begin. And they're told to dish up donors to the people who come in, ordering them as part of the filming.
Donors appear in the video.
Yeah, okay.
So they're kind of props, but not props.
Yeah.
Could they eat them?
Did Taylor Swift eat a doner kebab?
And Semra looked at me as if, like, of course she ate it. And I thought, why are you looking at me like that's an odd question? That's what we all want to know. She said, she's a human being, isn't she? Yeah, but I just can't imagine Taylor eating a chicken doner. But
no.
She tried it. I'm thinking she sort of nibbled.
So what did they think? Did they actually recognise Taylor Swift when she came in?
Apparently after about 20 minutes, they cottoned on to who they were serving and what it was for. I think at this point, Semra was thinking, why the hell did they just give me £500 for this mega superstar to film her music video in my shop?
Could you not ask for more money?
I think by then it was too late.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think that is a bit cunning, isn't it?
However, do you think his sales will rocket after this?
That's the point. And she's really milking it. Mm. Oh my gosh. She's got a bit big for her boots. Like, she's had, you know, the world's press ringing her nonstop. I got in there early. I literally ran down there on Monday.
Because you knew it well.
I just knew that, you know, she was going to be hot property quite literally soon enough. So, we got in there early.
So are they going to have a plaque going, Taylor Swift's video's here?
Well, they might put on the menu the Swift kebab.
Oh, they should.
Which would be amazing.
Do we yet know which song she was...
No, so even they don't. Apparently they couldn't even hear the song.
Oh.
I wanted to know a bit more detail, but no, they don't know anything. But they do know the video is released on November the 10th.
Okay.
And the whole premise is that it's a night out in London. So this was the part of the video where Taylor's been clubbing with her friends and she's now gone for a late night kebab.
I wonder how much of it will be in there. Oh, it's so exciting.
I know.
So the album drops shortly after that, doesn't it? So it'll be a new single about a night out in London. And it's apparently like an homage to her new fellow, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, how else could Taylor Swift possibly know that that's what you do in London after a night out? I just feel Joe's been educating her in the, you know, the grimy student ways, maybe.
And it's not like Taylor Swift to write a song about a boyfriend.
No, never. That comes after the breakup. So, yeah, it's all...
Maybe this is serious. Maybe he's the one. She's written a song about him while she's with him.
Yeah. Do we think that the kebab is going to become the must-have foodie accessory for 2017?
Well, after the story broke, like, several people in the office said, I really fancy a kebab. And I think it's become a bit more social.
I quite fancy one now. Not a chicken one. I want the elephant's leg. You know
Donna,
that?
Donna.
A proper Donna.
The elephant's leg is called Donna.
Is it? Yeah. So Taylor Swift didn't have a Donna then. She had a chicken kebab.
Okay, so I was told she had a chicken Donna. But I have to admit, I'm a vegetarian. I don't know these things.
No, chicken... No, because the Donna is just like, you don't know
that's
what
the one
is.
I like.
I think you don't know what it is. Could be chicken, could be anything.
Whatever it is.
Could be a table leg. I love it when celebs turn up in kind of unglamorous settings. It's like when you see them on the tube and stuff like that, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I saw Louis Theroux on the tube once.
Yeah, but you could imagine him going on the tube.
I know.
Rihanna
it wasn't.
Rihanna went and got the tube to her own concert. That was cool.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah. But it also does freak me out a bit. Sometimes I think, I don't know if I feel comfortable with you here. You need to be in your correct box, otherwise I don't know where I am in the world.
Don't know where the boundaries are.
Yeah.
It would be so weird, wouldn't it, seeing Rihanna on the tube. When I saw Louis Theroux, I just went, hello, Louis!
Oh, did you?
It was very unprofessional.
Yeah.
But also, why?
He was so annoyed
but
as well.
Why are you doing that? If you have a chauffeur, I mean, I take the tube because
to be normal, innit?
Yeah.
They want to feel... I mean, the thing, because I was thinking, actually, that obviously with, like, Notting Hill, the famous movie, Hugh Grant's this lowly bookseller, and in comes Julia Roberts. That's nothing compared to Taylor Swift walking in and getting a kebab.
That totally. Is true. Right? That is very true. Like,
hang on a sec. What about Kanye going to Nando's?
No,
do you remember when he did that?
Nando's is still kind of up there. They give out their black cards or whatever they do. So
Nando's is a celeb haunt.
This is like
Kentish Delight is now going to change its name to Taylor's Delight.
Well, I want to know what a Taylor consists of. No, a Swift kebab. What is in a Swift kebab?
It's got to be very fast because you want to eat it.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on from Taylor and her kebabs. And Heat has done a little bit more celebrity stalking this week.
It's been away from the shop.
Barry's workout with Beckham. So this is when our news editor, Kate, regular on this podcast, found herself next to David Beckham at Barry's boot camp in London. Yep. Not in LA, because she'd been to LA. So I was getting all confused when she said she'd been next to him. So what actually happened? I mean, that you can read all about it. Every breath he took and sweat.
We learned that he smelled of heaven. Which you wouldn't expect people to smell like.
Smelled of heaven.
Barry. Yeah, that's what. And I was curious what that entails, but she didn't go into specifics.
What actually happened in this encounter with Kate and David Beckham?
My hairdresser goes to that Barry's boot camp, and she's been there when David Beckham's been in there. And he was with Guy Ritchie.
Oh,
yeah. So I thought to myself, actually, that would be a really good place to go.
Yeah.
Apparently,
go
Prince
there?
Harry just goes there sometimes too.
It's a celeb workout spot. Definitely.
Yeah,
I mean it's hardcore, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why. I mean, apparently he was working up a sweat.
Our friend Bailey goes there all the time, doesn't he?
Yeah,
Barry's boot camp. I wonder if he's worked out next to David Beckham.
So David Beckham smells of heaven. What else occurred when he was there?
He apparently goes for the heaviest weights.
Okay, he's not really that stacked. I'm surprised.
He is fit.
I mean,
as
he's
in
fit,
yeah, not like, as in four fit.
Athletic.
But, yeah, athletic, yeah.
Healthy.
And the other fit.
And he hit the highest speeds and inclines. I don't really know what that means because I don't...
Oh, I do.
Yeah,
you're
I
on the running machine and you go, there's a faster bit.
Yeah.
But how Kate, who was actually meant to be working out in there, did any stuff, I don't know. I'm surprised she didn't go flying off the
Well, she clearly
she
wasn't
was
working out because she was
him.
Studying what he was doing.
Observing.
She was walking really slowly.
He must have known she was staring at him the whole time.
Well, he asked if the locker next to hers was free.
Oh, so she now thinks he fancies
her.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how shocked you would be if you were just getting ready to get to work out and someone says, excuse me, is that longer free? But my hairdresser said that she couldn't actually concentrate when she realised it was him, because apparently he had a baseball cap pulled down, and she noticed that it was Guy Ritchie, and then she thought, who's that with Guy? And then she was like, oh, and then she saw all the tattoos.
I think it would make me work out harder because I'd want to show off.
I think it goes one way or the other. It pushes you to be the best, your best.
Yeah. I think I would fall over. I bet you I'd be the one who'd be so overwhelmed that I would fall off my treadmill.
So I have been behind Russell Brand in a yoga class.
Oh,
weird.
It was mostly him doing downward dog in my face.
That is weird. Nice.
Yeah, that was a bit weird. And I have to admit, I couldn't fully commit to the practice because I wanted to check out how he... is his eagle as good as I imagined it would be? And I mean, he was okay, just.
Well, he does a lot of yoga, so I'd imagine he'd be amazing.
His eagle should be flying.
Yeah, no, it was a bit average, really. I'm going to put it out there.
The only person I have been next to in a gym class is Belinda Carlisle.
What?
In a weird gym near work, and she was the only one. So that's my only claim to fame.
Yeah, you wouldn't be bothered by that at all.
No.
It's quite strange. Anyway, let's move on to the biggest scandal and the biggest talking point for years.
Yeah.
Harvey Weinstein and the amount of celebrities that have been speaking out every day. There have been more and more shocking revelations. Joe, were you surprised? Because there's just the amount of people that have come out and talked about it.
But I never heard any of those stories. So when they first started coming out, I thought, well, I'm not surprised because there's always that casting couch. Oh, ha ha, it's the casting couch.
It's not but very ha ha, though.
No,
it?
It's not. And then you start to, you know, now these stories are coming out, you actually realise the reality of what that casting couch phrase means. And it is disgusting.
But it concerns me that it's just suddenly now coming to light if it was that severe. For all of these actresses.
Mm.
The fact, not just that they didn't expose it, the fact that they actually still cuddle up to him on
yeah,
the
yeah,
carpet
yeah.
and still did his movies.
Like it's accepted.
Well, Angelina, didn't Angelina Jolie
said she didn't.
However, if she was strong enough and established enough, which she was, to not do him, to refuse to do any of his movies and to warn other actresses of him, then surely with her sort of standing, she could have come out and said something.
Yeah.
And actually, all it took, as we know, is one person saying it and then everybody else felt brave enough.
And not
to
just
do
brave
it.
Enough, but there was actually so much pressure to come out. And even if you didn't, you know, experience it yourself, you had to condemn him because people were saying, why haven't you? Why haven't you? So there was a complete turn in the way it was looked at.
Yeah, but just the amount, I mean, the power behind him.
His power is huge, and you think that's it. Like, Gwyneth Paltrow, for example, at the beginning of her career, told Brad Pitt, who then went and had a word with him, and then Harvey said to Gwyneth, never ever speak of this again, didn't he?
Well, he says that to a lot of people, but he's managed to get away with it.
But
and then
she
it makes
didn't
you just
say
think,
anything.
Well, what else is there out there? You know, if people kind of, you have, all it takes is one powerful man like that. And
well, there's all sorts of rumours about who the next people are to be out
in. There's just no way it's just him.
No.
Have you had any reaction from any celebs that you've spoken to the show?
Yeah, so we were... last week was the London Film Festival and this story... For the last 2 weeks, this story broke in the middle of the first week of the London Film Festival. And I was on a red carpet and it was with Douglas Booth and Sky News were in front of me and they asked Douglas about this. And this was the day it sort of broke. And Douglas answered the question and then walked. And then the other talent who were on that red carpet didn't do the red carpet because they suddenly were like, hang on a sec, we're going to get asked about Harvey Weinstein. And then it became a big thing on you know, all of the red carpets. Are you going to ask about Harvey Weinstein? And at the film junkets as well. Mm. And at one particular junket, and I won't name which one, my reporter was asked, are you going to ask about it? And she said, I'm not. I can't promise that I'm not. And she was told, if you don't promise that you're not, then you won't be able to do the interview. Which I think is bad in itself.
Yeah.
Pretty awful, really. And I think, you know, this is a question that is going to be something that we'll sort of feel that we need to keep asking about for a very long time. It's like you say, Charlotte, is Hollywood about to crumble? Yep. This story is going to run and run and run, I think. I
mean, it's gonna have serious repercussions, whether it's, you know, just behind the scenes or whether it's literally on camera as well. Something, there's going to be a change coming.
And good.
For the better,
and rightly so. Now, you're talking about run and run. That reminds me of nappies. And Cheryl has actually been talking about nappies in an interview that she's done in Vogue magazine. So let's discuss Cheryl's interview. I mean, she did do a little interview. This is since she's had Baby Bear.
Yeah.
She did do a little interview on This Morning, but didn't really say very much.
No, nothing.
She said, like, lipstick or lullabies, and she said... Oh. Both or
something. Something like that, yeah. Revolting. But this is a bigger, slightly meatier interview. What do we think?
It's not that much.
It's not that meaty.
Boring. I'm actually more excited about seeing her on The X Factor.
Yes, yes.
Because after all that, didn't we talk about isn't she coming back? And she actually is doing The X Factor with Simon Cowell, which I'm excited about.
And he ribs her for calling Baby Bear, which we like.
But Simon Cowell actually looks like a bear.
What do you think you learnt about Cheryl in this interview?
Well, we learned that she's very attached to her baby, which we actually already knew. We haven't seen her since she gave birth. But she did admit that she's with him 24/7, which I guess you would hope for a mother to be with a baby.
Yeah, you don't want to be leaving him, do you?
Yeah, especially because Liam's not been there that often, I would say.
No, he's very busy with his career.
Although she says that he's there all the time too, so maybe
How can he be in America and at home?
Maybe there's two of him. Maybe that's what we need to read between.
Maybe this is the decoy that we're seeing all over. Or maybe she's got the decoy. Maybe, there are lots of maybes. So we learned that. And we also learned that she has been working out, because obviously there was that big question of how did she get that
those abs
figure back.
Flipping it.
She's been doing Tracy Anderson method, which is obviously...
Who is the ab queen.
She's the ab queen. She's Gwyneth's go-to in LA.
Yeah, and I remember when she actually, when she went over to LA, when she did the fateful appearance on X Factor USA, that's when she started working out with Tracy Anderson. Yeah. So she's obviously been with her ever since. And she said that she streams her workouts to her house. So. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised, really, because Cheryl's really young. She had a really great body to start off with. Obviously, she took it far too far, but that was when she was very unhappy. So, and you have muscles have memory, so they will bounce back.
Yeah, that explains why mine
me
have
too.
Not come back. They can't remember anything. They can't remember it.
I do.
Do you think she's going to be a strict mum or a neurotic mum or a chilled mum?
Her outlook's changed in that she's now fearful of everything.
Which I get. Yeah, it does happen.
I have heard that you do worry about things a lot more. But, yeah, I mean, she could be neurotic. She said that she doesn't like the idea of social media, which made me wonder as well, because Liam obviously is a big social media user. I guess he's of that generation.
Yes. Yes. He likes his Snapchat.
Cheryl used to be a lot more, didn't she? But she's hardly done anything since
she did her good. She did some good selfies in her time.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's teased us with a few since Bear, but nothing like how it used to be.
So we basically learned she's done some exercise and she's got some new lipstick out and she does change nappies
and she
basically
wants to return to singing.
She wants to return to singing and that Bear listened to a lot of music when it's his fault if we don't agree with it.
If he learned listen to it in Spanish, because obviously Liam revealed last week that he's been listening to Spanish.
Oh yes, he's got a Spanish toy or something.
A bilingual 7-month-year-old son.
Oh yeah, there you go. Very clever.
Final
story, Ed Sheeran. Poor Ed Sheeran, he's broken his arm.
Yes.
How did this happen?
We heard that he came off his bike after being hit by a car. Can you imagine hitting Ed Sheeran?
I know, can you imagine? Oh my goodness. Yeah, I mean, look, hitting anyone is bad. That's
not when you realise you've hit Ed Sheeran. And you've broken his arm, the arm that he plays his guitar with.
And he's got two arms in a cast. Each arm is out of action. So,
but he's only cancelled. Well, he's cancelled live performances for the immediate future. Then,
yes. Well, he's very famous for doing his solo shows.
Yeah. So, well, no one else is going to step in.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't like singing with a band or any backing.
So, I think it's quite unfair though, because have you seen he's had quite a lot of stick on social media about cancelling his gigs?
Yeah. He's got two.
He's broken his arm.
But he's still got possibly a mouth. Arms. He could still sing. I mean.
Yeah, but that
you can't change your act.
I think you can get someone else to play your guitar. Like if your fans have been waiting to see you for so long and, you know, paid so much money, I would kind of...
But you might not trust how they strum the guitar.
Yeah, I kind of get it, to be honest.
I'm not sure. I'm not convinced.
We actually did speak to the man himself this week at the Q Awards to find out exactly what happened.
So he was able to attend the awards.
Well, he was able to attend the awards, but he only did...
Charlotte didn't speak to him. She's going right
for it. I know. But that doesn't mean he was playing a guitar. He wasn't performing at the awards.
He was walking.
You need
he walked up a red carpet.
I mean, I don't play the guitar, so maybe I don't understand these things.
Well, anyway, this is what he had to say.
Broken a wrist, broken elbow, broken a rib.
You're coping okay?
Yeah, I mean, it sucks, but I can't do anything about it.
I was going to say, you can get some nice capes or something, style it out.
Yeah, well, girlfriend's painted a little love heart on.
You can get loads of people signing it today.
I've got a friend who's an artist, so I might get to paint it.
Yeah, make it like your sleeves underneath it.
Yeah.
Talking about the Qs, you've obviously been here before, you've won before. What do you think it means to win a Q award?
There's not really that many awards that people care about, and this is one of them. You know, this is like, for me, I think I won this before I won a Brit. Yeah, I think I won, it was like one of my first awards that I ever bought.
You buy them, is that how you get them?
No, one of the ones I've ever got, yeah. And I've still got it. It's rusted a little bit though. It's rusted. They've changed them now, so they're like a cooler kind of metal.
Oh, Oh, thanks, Mr. Ed Sheeran.
To be honest, I love Ed Sheeran, so I will not have a bad word said.
No, I love Ed Sheeran, although next time he needs to wrap himself up in bubble wrap so that he doesn't have any more accidents.
I wonder if his arms are insured.
They should be.
Yes.
I bet
his hair is insured.
His hair?
Why is it?
Because it's a trademark. Oh, yeah. I feel like when you've got a trademark, you're going to, like J-Lo's bum or...
That fluffy red mess.
I'm not saying
sorry, Ed, if you're listening. But... We love your hair. We love your arm.
His strumming finger should be.
Oh, yes, the finger. Thank you very much indeed. This is Heats. We're obsessed with. We'll be back same time next Friday, every Friday, for more showbiz gossip. The mag is out now, every Tuesday. Heat World is on 24/7, as is Heat Radio. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Thanks, guys. Bye.